It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello there, I'm Bart McAllister.
And I'm Sid Gurney.
You know why I love the 4th of July, Sid?
Well, because you're a veteran, Bart, and it marks our country's independence?
No, because it gives me a chance to make some cash to support my whore habit. You know, Sid, I was in that little conflict called Korea, and I came back to the States with two things.
Pride in your service and a love for your country, Bart?
A screaming case of syphilis and a cache of stolen explosives. Hey, tell me the syphilis is mostly dormant, and the explosives have allowed me to open Bart McAllister's short fuse fireworks.
Bart, you can't sell military explosives to the general public.
Sid, what have I told you about straying from the copy?
Will you put your boot up my butt?
Oh, I didn't know you listened to me, Gurney.
I always listen, Bart. I don't always agree, but I always listen.
Well, I'll tell you what.
God!
Here's what I want you to do, Sid. Show off our crowd favorite. I'm selling it under the name Friendly Fire.
Oh my God, Bart, it's nothing but a lethal mortar shell.
Yeah, shut up and point it toward the freeway.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, you blew up my new Dodge, you crazy bastard! I'll sue you!
Yeah, kiss my ass. It's the 4th of July.
My God, Bart, this is human carnage. Just look at it.
Gurney, your idea of the 4th of July may be running around in your underwear with your friends waving sparklers. But at Bart McAllister's Short Fuse Fireworks, we guarantee you the biggest bang since my 4th honeymoon. God, she was a sow. Caused me to get off the sauce.
Hi, I'm the building inspector, and we've had some reports of some code violations.
Oh, really? Whoa, I'll be damned. Well, why don't you just have a little look-see? Why don't you start in this back room right here?
Well, I sure are cooperative for someone about to get written up. Well, what's in this room?
Landmines. So much for your writing hand.
Oh, God, Bart, he's blown up. Oh, look at him.
Gurney, quit your whimpering and read the damn disclaimer.
Oh, jeez. Bart McAllister not responsible for any dumbass who loses an eye, a limb, speech, hearing, or any combination thereof. Any litigation should be filed against Sidney L. Gurney.
What's the L stand for, Sid?
Well, it's Leonard. He's my great-grandfather on my mother's side. He was a locksmith, Bart, and he used to fascinate us with his Inley stories. Oh, God! He flipped my lip!
So that's Bart McAllister.
Excuse me, I'm the fire marshal, and we're here to shut you down, McAllister.
I haven't done a damn thing wrong, you fat...
Just look at this room, full of LP gas tanks right next to a lit flame. What do you call that?
Well, I call it our propane fat finale.
Look, Doris!
So that's Bart McAllister's Short Fuse Fireworks.
Well,
what's our motto, Gurney?
Legal fireworks are for...
From noon to two, look for the smoke just off the bypass.
Little help now.
That was our little help now phase.
Hi there, everybody. You know, when I shot my mouth off earlier the week and said, this is like having two Fridays in 1 week.
Well, it's also like having two Mondays, so...
From the Napa Auto Parts Studio... It's the Bob and Tom Show. Hello, Tom.
Chick.
Hello, Christy.
Hey, Chick.
Hello, Joshua.
Hey, Chick.
Oh, hey, Ace.
Hey.
What's going on, man?
Not much.
Cool Raiders shirt. Those are my favorite. Just the giant logo. Nice and plain.
The classic.
Classy. Classic and classy.
The pirate with the football helmet. Is that what that is?
I'm going to see them in October.
There's a guy who is the ultimate Raider fan. You've seen him, who wears the... His face sticks out of the shield, and he wears the shield around his head. Go Raiders. guest today, Al Jackson, Jessica Alden, and...
Kid with a dream.
One of the weirdest guys in comedy, Ryan Singer, will be here. I'm very excited.
Good, good.
Weird, but lovable.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Josh, you feeling better?
I am, yeah. Yeah, still dealing with some residual, but other than that, doing well.
Josh came back from his fishing trip, a little bit under the weather, but you got a big week because I know you're doing a special series of live stand-up shows at the famous Comedy Attic.
Yes.
So that'll be great.
Yes, this is my Let's Dust Them Off tour.
Hey, now.
Do you remember your act?
Let's trot this out. Let's see what happens.
Oh, Christy, I maybe... listening to my own upcoming album before tonight's show.
Maybe you should just go there and play it and chuckle along with the crowd.
Hey, well, why don't we all just sit back and enjoy this together?
You could be the first lip-syncing comedian.
Has anyone done that?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be amazing? They came down with laryngitis. And
Yeah,
that's, wow. That's the kind of thing certain out there alt-comics would try to do anyway. Well, I thought it would be more appropriate to just listen to my work. And then, I like to sit there in the nude while letting fire ants crawl around my screen.
Okay. Yeah, one of those guys. You know what ruined comedy? Jokes. Oh, jeez.
Okay. Yeah. Laughing too hard. I'm
just
joking about the time. Is that it?
Okay. Well, this is a weird 4th of July when it falls on a Wednesday.
May I petition next?
Hate!
Well, some people took off the previous week and they're back today. Others took off the entire week. Some took off the.
I noticed
yesterday
this morning driving in, the city's emptied out.
Yeah.
Where we are, there's no one here,
and
which is great.
And check local listings, but the fireworks didn't end until like 10:30, so I've had like no sleep.
Oh,
I did the opposite. I was asleep.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm a dick for taking my kids to the fireworks.
No. You're a dick for a lot of other reasons.
I wouldn't have used
my
dick.
My point is,
I wouldn't have used dick. That's inappropriate.
Well,
we can't say the other one, really.
Yeah, that's true.
So you went to bed early, huh?
Oh yeah, an hour and a half before they even started. I'm sure.
You're lucky.
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 It was the worst 4th I've ever had.
Aww. Yeah.
I would say this though. Yeah. I have. I went to a fireworks show Friday night.
Now, your kid loves fireworks, right? Yeah. She wakes up one to
2 year old. Then I went to one, what is today? Tuesday night, July 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Wednesday night, July 4th. This has got to be great for the people that shoot off fireworks because they're getting multiple gigs.
Sure. And you know there'll be some this weekend coming up, I bet.
Yeah, but I mean, these are the pros, the really great ones. And God, are they getting good. Jeez. Feel like I'm in Nam, you know, calling in a mortar strike.
If only they could have fireworks that shoot out mosquito repellent, it would be perfect.
Oh, did you get a little bit?
If only the fireworks were quieter.
Oh, you want to hear? You want to feel them in your chest?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was.
I like it when you hear the.
Yes.
You think you start looking around
and then just go. The fake was a.
Like pretty cheap cone head.
I was having a dream that I was trying to pick out some background music for a commercial I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard this weird, this must be some sort of Philip Glass or something. It was the fireworks going off in my backyard that I incorporated into my dream. Very odd. Very odd.
Covered a lot of ground already.
Just a little snapshot of me. Okay, go ahead.
Check local listings. The humidity, a little high in lots of places. And if you look at that weather map, it just looks like this big swath of red. Everywhere with
we're getting a break coming up.
Okay, well, wow, it's been rough.
I know.
Yeah, it sure.
Are we getting some air from Canada, or is there an import tax on that?
Probably.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, the Canadians aren't sending the cooler air anymore. They're boycotting us.
Put up the shield.
Yeah, we're keeping the air. The cool air stays here.
Well, we have a lot to get to.
So
today.
Why don't you just play golf today, Christy? Okay, that sounds like a great idea.
Oh, it's going to be a sticky one.
Oh.
It's going to be 90 degrees and 80% humidity.
Boob sweat for Christy.
Badly.
Yeah.
Do they make any sort of apparatus
for that?
For underneath the boobs?
That's a great idea, chick.
Absorbency, like a
boob odorant?
Yeah, or like a boob pamper.
Like a little towel.
Oh, I see, okay, yeah.
A booby diaper or something.
Booby diaper.
Soak it up, you know? It
depends how you do in the so-called pencil test. Remember that?
Yeah.
You ever heard this, Josh?
Yeah, you can hold a pencil with your boob.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember if that's good or bad.
No, it's bad, right?
For guys.
If a boob doesn't...
Thank you. Thank you for finishing that. That's exactly.
I did that one time, and I
here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
I did the pencil test, and I lost the pencil in my roll.
And the worst part was that I passed the stapler test.
Pencil, stapler, you know, all sorts
of office
supplies. I love
this new judge. He does the jokes now for everyone. That was very good. I like that. No, I don't know if there's an odor preserver. It's funny you bring that up, because today in the news with all this heat, we do have an update on the Japanese odor detector device.
That thing again?
It's when it gets this hot.
Have they updated it or something?
It's called the... Boy, that's unfortunate.
Stinkerator? What?
I wish it was called the Stinkerator. Is the U sound long? Is it ooh in Japanese?
Well, what's like, before it?
Ooh. Okay. Well,
if it's an F, it's we better go.
No, it's a K. there's an N in there. Let's come to the...
Funk?
Let me research this later. Yeah, that we have the Japanese anti-odor detector, so in case you don't have friends that can say, hey, by the way, there's a BO issue here.
Well, the phrase is Japanese for sniff, sniff. That tells you anything.
Oh, so it means it's called the sniff, sniff,
Japanese.
They got a different word for everything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find out more about that coming up. Any of sports teasers, Chick McGee?
World Cup slowing down. We've got, what do we have, 8 teams left. Action continues tomorrow. Let's look at the menu together, shall we? This is kind of like listening to Josh go over his stand-up act. Friday, Uruguay and France at 10 a.m. Eastern, and then Brazil and Belgium at 2 p.m. Eastern, and then action continues in the World Cup. Federer and Serena win in advance in Wimbledon, and other sports coming up.
Is he the one that just did a $300 million?
Yeah. With what is it? Aquacool? What is it? Aquacool? Uniqlo?
Uniqlo. Yeah.
$300 million. It's the largest deal ever, apparently.
Yes, this is a giant worldwide brand that hasn't really caught on in the United States. It's here, but they want some of that, I guess.
I have a ton of Uniqlo.
And he's with your buddy Bear Grylls soon, or he may have just been. One or the other.
Yes, I saw the
Isn't
preview.
Isn't life hard enough without someone like Bear Grylls out
there? I love that
cheating
show.
Death every night. I'm going to hang from this rock. Oh, you're the best, Bear!
I love that show. We've talked to him before.
Super.
He's great.
We have to talk to him
correct.
Again.
Roger Federer will apparently be. I think he's coming up possibly next week. We'll get news
Bear Grylls drinks his own urine. You know that, right? He distills it, and that's how he survives.
It's sterile, and I like the taste. That was my rip torn.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
That was very good.
Remember the Larry Sanders episode where Gary was having trouble, and Artie said, you know what you need? It's a salty dog. Drink it, you pussy.
Is the salty dog a urine?
I don't know what's in the salty
dog. Oh, that's an actual drink.
Yeah, it's an actual drink.
Okay.
Salty dog's an actual drink.
Coming up, speaking of dogs, Joey Chestnut. Is it a world record for hot dog eating? We'll find out. I got a bunch of things we got to get to also. Did you see the funny thing about the woman who thought she had a patriotic shirt on?
No.
Oh, this is... I'll save it. It's a great story. But actually, thanks to the World Cup, found out, whoops, wrong country. We'll get to that coming up. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, where maturity goes to die. We are live. It's July 5th. We're in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. If you have the day off, I hope you're sleeping in. Hope you had a great July 4th. Saw some great fireworks, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, we've got a lot to get through. Let's introduce the staff and the cast.
The cast.
The staff would include... Wait a minute. Let's just introduce everybody. How about that? I'll go to my right first. That's Christy Lee, the lady of the house. That's Josh. That's Chick. That's Ace, our engineer behind the glass is Dean. There's other people in the building. I have no idea who they are.
Bailey and Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Now we move right over to
you know how it's Major League Baseball. Somebody might not have a very good average at the plate, and they're having a rough time. They're having a bad season. Tom's what happening? Mm-hmm. Well, this happened yesterday at the Tampa Bay.
Oh my gosh!
I know it's a video, but
a man is brutally beating a cooler.
One of those little
Gatorade
looks like it has
coolers.
Gatorade in it. Yeah, and
with a wood bat, and wood bat wins. That cooler is busted up.
That's cracked. So that's Carlos Carlos Gomez? Yes, Carlos Gomez of the Tampa Bay. He's the caption is he's hitting 197 on the year, but he's still batting 1,000 as far as coolers go. And so the internet went crazy about captioning the video. And my favorite caption so far is when someone brings veggie burgers to the 4th of July.
Oh, yes.
Son of a bitch. Wham, wham, wham.
That is great.
Yep, yep. There you go.
You ever been that mad?
So that happened.
When's the last time you slammed? When's the last time you slammed a door?
Oh, boy, it's been a while.
It has been a long time.
The last time I got that mad, yes. I realized how fruitless it was and how it just made me... How I didn't feel better afterwards, and I decided never to
You
do
may
that
want
again.
To talk to me after the...
When was the last time you got that mad?
About a week ago, but let's not discuss that.
I think that might be... by a week ago, you meant earlier this morning, maybe.
No, I meant last week. Really? You guys don't do the door slam?
I don't get mad.
Now, when you were a kid, did you do the thing when you were mad at your parents and you'd slam the door to your room and then back away from the door doing the rotating double finger thing?
No.
No? I'm the only one? I didn't invent that, surely.
You did not invent that, I'm sure.
I don't think I ever gave my parents the finger behind their back or behind a door. Just for fear that my dad would open it.
Oh, that's Gordon. In the case of your dad, yeah. My father, of course, in a wheelchair, I could outrun him.
Ah.
Ouch.
Well, hey, the truth is the truth. Just kidding, of course.
You put a bell on him so you knew where he was all the time.
No, that's mean, and I did not.
Well.
Let's move on.
Wimbledon.
Baseball cards in the spokes.
That would have been cool, like a balloon. You ever put a balloon in? Some balloon works every night.
It does?
It doesn't last very long. You got to get a good balloon.
Oh.
Men's top seed Roger Federer has advanced to the third round at Wimbledon. Women's number two, Caroline Wozniacki, done.
Man, that was an upset, huh?
After two matches, yeah. Federer breezed through a 6-4, 6-4, 6-1 win over Slovakian Lukas Lacko.
That sounds like a villain from a Superman film.
It does.
Well, it's Lucas.
Hey, Dr. Lacko.
Lucas Wacko Lacko.
He graduated first in his class at Trieste.
The
University of Trieste.
Wacko?
Don't call me Wacko and don't say downstairs maid.
And Serena also advances yesterday. Costa Rica Soccer Federation, the CRSF, says nice.
Cursive.
You going to write cursive?
No.
You remember, did you get the pens? I've mentioned this before. The weird shaped pens that helped you when you were a kid to write cursive. They had little bulbous.
Yeah.
They had fat in the middle, and then there was a little where you put your fingers.
No.
I taught you how to put your fingers for cursive.
You didn't learn to write cursive because you hated it.
This is why you don't like, this is why no one taught you.
Yeah. I didn't learn with those pens.
Well.
I don't like cursive because it's a waste of time. Why not teach typewriter repair to our kids?
What about signing documents? Your signature is magic.
Spend 2 days a year doing that, okay?
What about a nice, lovely handwritten love note?
Signatures will be completely useless in about 5 years. Anyway.
Remember, like 10 minutes ago, you were talking about when's the last time you were irritated or mad?
Uh-huh. No, you send your kids, let them learn cursive. I'll have mine learn something
useful. Don't you like to write beautiful handwritten notes?
Not at all. Couldn't care less. key it in. Grow up.
What about sending a nice thank you card for a lovely dinner party that you attended?
I do, and I write in, I print.
You print.
And he likes a very fine line, Josh. Do you know this about him? A very fine tip.
Yes,
it looks. You don't know if it says the T-O-M or they've gotten hair on the paper. You're not sure.
This is a 0.5 right there. I'll have you know.
You're like a wispy script.
You know the...
When you're signing
documents...
The
diameter of your pen?
Do you mince along?
The pen tips. These are all 0.5s. I've got about five different ones. I'm a pen guy, Christy.
You're a guy. You're something, all right. Okay. Oscar Ramirez fired as head coach of Costa Rica. He's going to love this. Brazil midfielder Paulinho has practiced separately from the group, expected to be available for Friday's quarter against Belgium. Federation says Paulinho needed an extra recovery day following Brazil's round of 16 win over Mexico on Monday. All other players, Tom, participating in the training session at the World Cup in Sochi included Marcelo, who didn't play against Mexico.
But is this like pop music? All these guys with one name, Ronaldo, Madonna, Prince, Elvis.
Everybody love pop music. M, remember M?
Oh, pop music.
They list worldwide cities. Tokyo, Belgium.
Pop music.
God. You don't remember this song?
Oh, I remember. I just remember climbing down from the ladder and changing the channel.
whenever it would start. How's that guy's career going?
If he got royalties from VH1, he's swimming in it.
Yeah. Okay.
So they've gone ahead and ranked the teams left in the World Cup, the last eight, and it goes like this. Number eight is Russia. Number seven, Belgium. Number six, Sweden. Thank you, betcha. Number five is France. Number four, ranked team left in the World Cup, England. And then Uruguay is number three, Croatia number two, and Brazil is the number one ranked team, according to the WC
Fields.
RS, World Cup ranking.
They play in the WC Fields.
That's right, yeah, the World Cup Fields. Yeah.
World Cup
Fields. The pitch, WC pitch. Is
no kids allowed.
Yeah, the WC pitch would be funny if it had a punchline, whereas WC Fields makes a reference, of course, to one of the great comedians of all time.
Do you like children?
I don't care for that. Well, that's a terrible WC Fields.
if they're properly cooked.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the punchline. A Cleveland Cavaliers fan accidentally set himself on fire.
Ouch!
While trying to burn his LeBron jersey.
Oh, boy. He didn't take it off first?
A video posted to Facebook, a man is seen placing the jersey into a fire pit and emptying gasoline from what appears to be a hedge trimmer into the pit.
Already a bad start.
Once again, we've gone over this on the show before. Gasoline doesn't burn.
It explodes.
There's a difference. He then ignites the jersey with a lighter, resulting in a massive fireball. The man is then seen running off and rolling on the ground with a flame.
Yes?
Man is then seen running off and rolling onto the ground with a flaming limb.
What an idiot.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
I mean, what does he say to his wife? Hey, forget these weeds. I'm going to let LeBron know what I think. honey, LeBron's in an air-conditioned private jet right now.
not
flying to a place where the humidity's a little bit lower just for the afternoon.
The instrument hasn't been invented that's sensitive enough to measure LeBron's indifference to this situation. Joey Chestnut, he's the champion, broke his own record for the most hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes yesterday at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on the boardwalk there.
Did he really?
Major League Eating, the MLE, that's right. Chestnut, 74 wieners during the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Wow. It was a controversy. They miscounted at first.
Really?
What?
Yeah, seriously.
Bested his previous
record.
They thought
it was 64, then they realized.
72.
Man.
They had to go to the tape.
And that's dog and bun.
Dog, yeah.
And they dunk it in water.
Yeah, it's so disgusting.
It really is gross.
You break them in half and dunk it in the water and then throw it in your hole.
But they eat the buns separately. I was trying to, because Joey's been here a bunch of times. He's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
And I forgot to ask him, does he have any endorsements?
Pepto-Bismol would be a good one.
Well, I was thinking the Kohler people or Universal Rundle, you know, one of the toilet
companies. American Standard?
Yeah, can you imagine the...
Hi, I'm Joey Chestnut, world champion eater.
This is the... I call this one the July 5th Kohler Chestnut.
Because
on the 4th of July, I break one record. On the 5th, I break another. Both distance, circumference, volume... Oh, God.
This has a deeper bowl. I used to be able to not get the lid shut. Now.
We'll have to run that by him next time. Because would that be, do you think they would do that?
I don't know. Why not?
Chick and I have discussed the fact, if you look up, if you go online and look up the names of toilets, they're all quite classy.
The Colonial.
Yeah, they...
The Patriot.
Armitage Shanks.
Yes, it's never, you know, something the like Mail Hauler.
Yeah.
You know, the Monster Dumper. You know, so they've always got these classy names. It's like you're, you know, buying something to put your flag next to in the front of the house on July 4th. But congratulations to Joey. Once again,
he was on the show one morning, and he had to fly out, and I was flying out somewhere, and I bumped into him at the airport. And he was eating a sandwich.
God, that's funny. I mean,
wasn't he at
so he casually eats too.
You just were walking by in there. Oh, hey Joey.
Hey Joey, how you doing? No, he said hi to me first. That's why because I wasn't going to bother him.
A Nathan's hot dog was the first thing I ate when I got back from Korea.
No kidding.
My plane landed in Chicago, and I got off, and there was a Nathan's hot dog stand, and that's what I had.
Hey Tom, did you hear the?
Great story.
Did you hear Josh's story about when he got back from Korea?
He ate a Nathan's hot dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of a pain.
Something that I airport? Couldn't have over
yes.
there.
Yeah.
It had been 2 years. It was a delight.
Sure. Grilled, steamed. How was it prepared?
Yes.
I think it was mostly.
And
the bun had poppy seeds and everything.
Come on.
Great story.
Gee,
well, that's kind of nice. I get that. Just one?
I honestly don't remember. If I didn't have just one, it would have been two. I can't do more than two hot dogs in public.
Did you
do you fix hot dogs at home in the microwave?
I have one of the hot dog toasters where what? It's like a toaster.
We've talked about
and you
that.
Put
well, it's a machine, yeah.
Yeah, you put the hot dogs in and the buns on either side and you press it down and it cooks
everything. Them just like a but they're round holes. I've seen
that. Yeah, so you get a toasted bun and a nice hot dog.
So you have a machine just for that? That's
My dad got all of us those for Christmas 1 year, yeah.
Oh, well, then yeah.
And
okay.
It works?
Yeah.
What do you mean and it works? Why would they put something
Do you have one that does it?
No, I've never seen one. It just seems like the hot dog would take longer than
the
bun.
Does the hot dog drop in?
Yes.
From the so it's a okay.
Yeah.
So then the
it's like a toaster.
Right. So then the drippings of the hot dog
go onto a tray.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I see. That's kind of interesting. Do you leave it out?
No, I put it back in the pantry. But I put all my appliances back in a pantry when I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, because they kind of, if some woman came over and it's midnight.
Like that?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Oh.
That's visual. I can see it from here. See,
it's got a nice retro design.
Today's the day. Today is the day.
But the bun folds open and you slide it in.
Semi-4.
Today's the day.
If I didn't know what that was, though, and I walked in and I saw this appliance with all these weird holes in it, it looks like. Well, tonight we're going to do some dick measuring.
Well, the holes are too short to be used, and they're too close together to have your buddy come over.
You never know what's going to emerge. Sorry.
You are not a nice...
No.
Hey.
So you're flying in from Korea.
Yeah.
Land at the airport, and is there a Nathan's right there? At the
it was one of the first things I saw in the terminal. Yeah,
makes sense.
Yep. And I went, that's fitting. And I went and, man, it was great. Worst flight I've ever been on.
Are hot dogs America? Who invented the first hot dog?
Well, I think, obviously.
July 4th is a good topic.
In Germany, they would have the...
sausage.
Brats.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
The Frankenfurter.
Did you eat...
Frankfurt has got to
be... Did
you
eat a brat or a hot dog yesterday?
What did I have yesterday?
Not the Frankenfurter.
No,
be a couple
I had...
Hot dogs
we had a bacon... The girls and I, the lady dogs and I, had a rare midweek bacon party.
Oh.
And I had some eggs.
Christy,
yeah.
Did you have a hot grill? Dog?
Oh, I had a big cookout. We had kebabs.
Did you have a hot... Oh, you had kebabs.
We had kebabs.
Yes.
Okay.
Prepared by a chef.
I did not eat a kebab because I don't like green pepper.
We flew in from France.
Did you have a hot dog yesterday, Josh?
No, I had Chinese food.
Oh, really? What country are you from? Celebrating...
Well, it's P.F. Chang, so it's American Chinese
some
food.
Some all right. Commie holiday.
Did you have a hot dog yesterday?
Yes, I had a hot dog.
I would have loved to have had
a
hot dog.
And a brat.
I didn't leave my house.
Did you grill them yourself?
I did not.
Oh.
I
let someone else do the grilling?
Yeah, that was a lunch thing, and then I did a... It's a long story. I had spaghetti for dinner, but
well,
that's all.
Well, we were supposed to go to a
barbecue,
but it was too hot. We'd been at the neighborhood pool all day and said, we're tired.
Yeah,
but then we did drive to Dairy Queen to celebrate America the way it should be celebrated with Dairy Queen.
Nice,
that was delightful. Happy 4th. Hope you had a great 4th of July.
How old are you when you the urge to attend something that you said you'd be at is not nearly as cool as bailing and just staying home
or coming up with an excuse not to go?
When it's that hot and humid and it's you've been with the kids all day, it's sometimes you just go, I'm better off just sitting here. But since we had planned on going out, we had no food, so I went in the freezer and we organized some spaghetti. So, but I did have a brat. It was delightful.
You organized
some spaghetti?
Yeah, it was. Well, yeah, we had to.
Spaghetti's pretty easy.
Well, we know that there's a place he likes to go to get his sauce. Oh, were they open?
Yeah. No.
Uh-oh. Well, then,
I figured it out. I had some stuff in cans and jars and frozen, and we got it together. It was okay.
One more sports story. Federal authorities have intercepted over 100 fake replica Super Bowl rings. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials, 108 rings discovered in an express consignment parcel that arrived on June 18th from Hong Kong.
Who would want to buy a Super Bowl ring?
There are collectors out there who want anything and everything.
If it was a genuine ring, I could definitely see it. But
maybe what some
what they had they have replicas.
Jackass that didn't make the team in high school is in his mid 40s and wants to go to a bar and. Yeah, I used to play for the Jets. You can see my
replicas on the NFL Shop website, and they have gigantic ones that you can use as paperweights.
But isn't this like the guy that goes to a Goodwill and buys someone else's bowling trophy? Hey, Shirley.
You know, I didn't know.
Before we get it on, I got a bowling trophy. How come it says Dave? And your name was Joe.
It's all of my bowling trophy. I didn't know it, but I bought a jersey from China, I guess, one time, and I got it, and it smelled funny.
Hmm.
I think it still smells funny.
What?
What? What has that got to do with anything?
Well, the rings came from Hong Kong.
Oh, Hong Kong.
So it wasn't an official NFL jersey.
That's my
Chick,
point.
I'd like to thank you for making my hot dog story look like War and Peace.
Well, here's the thing. I was looking forward to, I waited weeks for my for the right. jersey to get there, and then the box gets there, and I tore
Whatever.
It up. All right. That's fine.
So I'm sorry. This story's confusing. So they find, 100 fake Super Bowl 108. Rings?
Yeah, trade enforcement
Were they addressed to Dan Marino?
No, to the poor.
Any of them heading for Buffalo?
Well, that's just plain hurtful. Poor craftsmanship and detained the rings to verify their authenticity with the National Football League. The fakes reportedly represented past championship teams, including the Eagles. Officers said an authorized replica Super Bowl ring can cost $10,000.
An authorized
replica, $10,000.
Who would want that?
I don't know. Counterfeit ones, of course, $25.
Hardcore fans, and there are sports collectors out there just like to brag to their buddies.
Wait a second, $10,000 for the real one, $25 for the fake one.
An authorized replica of the Super Bowl ring, $10,000. Counterfeit, $25.
That's like those Rolex watches that are $3.
Yeah.
Really? This is like kind of a bargain. Okay. Well, good to know. Thank you very much, Chick McGee. Yeah. We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk, and we will be We will be
barely.
Finding out what's happening.
Poor Christy's sleepy.
You're a little hung? Oh, yeah, the fireworks.
No, I'm not hung over. I just had a whole bunch of people at the house, and, fireworks don't end till 10:30, and you're tired.
Everybody leave last night?
Yes.
Did you Everyone have a left? Sleepover?
Is there somebody tossing in their
No, gosh, bed? No.
Your bed right now?
No.
Somebody woke you up with a good morning. Hello.
No.
Somebody rifling through your panty drawer as we speak?
Lamar said, watch me hang this here.
No.
Oh, we'll find
Lamar.
Out.
Believe me. I would have come in here screaming.
We'll find out who that is when I come back, or we come back. Christy, of course, will have left by then. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. This is a tune called Taint Misbehaving. Maybe you're dusting off a taint. On the 4th of July.
Yeah, if you were, you know what?
Good for you.
Yeah, nicely done.
Dust that taint off.
Detailing with some Q-tips.
Why dusting? That's the best verb you can come up with?
And implying that it was... Never mind. We'll move on. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. That's Ace. That's Chick. That's Josh. That's Christy. I'm Tom. Just kind of polished off sports. Our last story was about some morons importing fake Super Bowl rings. Again, I don't... Where would they... Who'd want a Super Bowl ring that was fake?
Well, first off, are these people selling them...
I think they're saying...
But claiming they were real?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They did that with the jerseys. These are game...
They do it with purses. They do it with a lot of stuff.
And they were coming
game replicas.
In, they were coming in from some foreign country. Obviously, the fact that super was spelled S-O-O-P-E-R. First clue.
Yeah.
I was trying to tell you my fascinating. I ordered a jersey, an NFL jersey, in much the same way, and you poo pooed it, and I believe I got whatevered.
Your story was just that it smelled weird. That's all. You didn't say anything about it.
Well, you could tell it wasn't an actual game. I mean, I have a couple of game jerseys.
Maybe it was worn in a game, and that's why it smelled.
You ever think of that?
Hmm.
I see. You know, I'm going to take a look at that.
Right. Maybe it is the...
You know, last time we were over in China playing football.
Right.
Of course, my most prized next, though, my most prized possession is gone missing, and I'm sure I'm to blame.
This is the jockstrap?
My Mark Rippon jockstrap.
Game-worn jockstrap.
Super Bowl MVP Mark Rippon, arguably the worst quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right, so the jockstrap is, right, or as you like to call it, your Bane mask.
Yuck.
Well, you know, after you've made Sun D out of it 10 times.
I was wondering which would break first, your spirit or your back?
You know, Christy did...
A player who's on the Redskins picked it up and put on a zipper.
Do what?
Was I talking?
You were.
No, I said, Christy, that you started talking. The Bane mask. You know, you take the bike jock strap.
No.
Put it over your face.
God, no.
Yeah, that's a classic bully move, and... And, you know,
you know what a Roman helmet is. You know what the Roman helmet is, right? The Roman gladiator.
What's a Roman helmet?
Well, you can't discuss that on the radio.
That's where the...
No, that's okay. We can move on.
Gentlemen.
I think if you're a gentleman, you probably wouldn't be doing the Roman helmet, would you?
True, yeah.
No, you need a gentleman for the Roman
helmet. Oh.
Well, a gentleman asks first, I guess.
Okay.
May I Roman helmet you?
That's most often how it's presented. Yes.
And my response would be?
No.
No. I don't know. What do I? I don't know what it is, so I don't.
You don't want? I'll draw it for you.
Is there underwear involved?
No. You can't wear underwear. No. Gosh, no.
You see, the man drapes. Okay.
No, the Roman helmet has that.
It's a sort of flange
that. Right.
It's
nose.
Let's just say
it's kind of they're teabagging involved too.
Oh, and,
I would be standing above you.
Got it. All right.
If that helps.
Hey, I got an email.
Yeah.
Dear Bob and Tom. Don't use my last name, please. I drive a gas tanker in the area your show is broadcast from. I encountered a Tom-like person yesterday. I pulled into the gas station to deliver, and a man, not Tom, but funny though he was, driving a Suburban.
Uh-oh.
The man had an absolute fit, came over to my truck demanding that I leave and come back later because he was almost out of gas and needed to fill it up, and he was terrified. When I told him to go away, he proceeded to peel out of the station in front of a police car that stopped him to talk to him about his attitude. Jeez. I learned this morning that he actually called my company to complain about my refusal to leave. I went on a rant about it being an unsafe and to have tanker trucks making deliveries when the station is open.
Well, what are they going to do? The stations are open 24 hours a day.
You're the one who won't pull into
you're
a station.
The one who's
but here's the difference.
I'm not demanding that the guy leave.
Right. Tom's never gone up to the guy and screamed at him.
I just don't drive in. It's the same reason if there's a Brinks truck in front of a store, I don't go in. Because I don't want to be the guy, the innocent bystander that was, you know.
When was the last time you heard of some innocent bystander involved in a Brinks robbery?
And you might be considered a bystander. I don't know about innocent.
Yeah.
I did see a chick at that same gas station at which and I remembered him stealing ice. He's proud to report I did not take any ice on this trip. I've only done it once.
You weren't really stealing ice. You had paid for the ice.
I paid for the ice inside, went over to the ice bin inside the store. No ice, empty.
So you went outside, but it turns out that ice bin is owned by a different...
And I tried to go back, and the customer service line, surprise, surprise, was long. So I didn't want to go back and get refunded, so I just left. And then I thought, as I'm getting in my car, I thought, there's an ice... station there at the gas station outside. Went over, put four bags of ice. I only paid for three. I gave myself a little something extra and drove off.
Oh, you gave yourself
you stole the
bonus.
You stole a bag of ice.
You stole four.
I know. I stole three. I paid
for three. Well, you kind of did steal four because that station has nothing to do with the...
there's a gas station. It shares the parking lot.
Right, that's all.
No, it's the same name on the gas station as on the big box store. That's not the same place.
All right,
place.
So maybe it all comes out in the wash, but... You did still steal one bag of ice, at least.
My point is, I never felt more alive. And if you're having a down day, try shoplifting. It picks you right up.
Last week, I had to buy ice for my fishing trip.
Yes.
Good story.
I bought three.
Went in, you bought three bags of ice.
Nearly the thesis to it.
Right. Yeah. You went in?
Went in, bought three bags of the 8-pound ice.
Oh, the smaller bags?
Yeah, I went out. And all I could find were the 24-pound or whatever the hell.
Yes, yes,
and I go,
yes.
What? And I'm digging around, and I can't find any of these smaller bags. I went, well, I guess I'll have to go in and pay for...
Why didn't you just take 124?
Yeah, three times eight.
No, the math didn't work up.
Christy and I are both going, okay, three.
Jeez. And so the math didn't work out.
Eight!
It's so boring.
So what did you do? I can't stand it. Right,
yeah. So I went and I said, hey, I'm going to have to pay for the bigger bags. Uh-huh. I can't find the smaller ones. And then she said, no, the smaller ones are in the cooler right next to the one you were looking at.
Thank you, Josh, for sharing that story.
Is it any wonder we get all the big awards around here?
So why don't they mark the...
Right.
Now I'm on your side. Why don't they mark it? Christy's right. Just take the 24. Sorry. We have a lot to get to here.
Doesn't sound like it.
I wouldn't want to carry a 24-pound bag of ice either. That's a lot.
So I would have had to take some of the beer out of the cooler.
Yeah.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.